The smell of cooking fudge is only sweet if the candy maker isn't dead tired and sick of the smell of chocolate. Lainey Heaven wearily crossed the floor of the Heavenly Confections kitchen to check the temperature of the vat of dark brown, bubbling syrup. Almost there. She looked at her watch. 6:20 p.m. No time to make truffles, but she could do it when she returned home. There was just enough time to pour up the fudge and pack some candy to take to book club. There was a knock at the front door. Damn. Why hadn't she turned off the lights at 5 o'clock when she'd locked the shop door? Not that it would have mattered. The people of Merritt, Alabama knew she was in here and had no compunction about pounding on the door or trotting around back and ringing her apartment bell, for that matter. With her luck, it would be Sophie Ann McGowan who would want a single chocolate star and then complain that it wasn't as creamy as the ones Lainey's grandmother used to make. Sophie Ann wouldn't go away, but she could wait. The fudge could not. Lainey grabbed the copper pot and headed toward the marble candy table. The throbbing fatigue between her shoulder blades turned to a sharp pain, and Lainey shifted the pot. The knocking resumed and escalated to banging. Lainey jumped, and the pot began to tip. She jerked it back, but not soon enough. Pools, rivers, oceans of thick chocolate spread at her feet and beyond. Self-preservation made her jump back to avoid being burned. She would have cursed if she had known a word bad enough to equal the situation. And that was saying a lot, because she knew some pretty bad words. Money, time, and energy gone because she'd let herself be distracted. Another person might have gone into a cleaning frenzy, grabbing towels and mopping up chocolate, but Lainey knew better. It was best to let it harden and then scrape it up and steam clean the floor. It would be hours before the molten liquid would be cool enough to come up easily in chunks, so there was no need to even miss book club. Not that they got around to discussing books very often. She sometimes wondered why they didn't just go ahead and call it Drinking, Eating, and Gossiping Club. But either way, she was ready for an evening of good wine, good food, and good gossip with her three best friends. The banging at the front door increased to pounding. Sophie Ann must be having a real chocolate emergency. Maybe she'd like to eat off the floor like a starving dog. Lainey wiped her hands on her splattered apron and hurried from the calamity of the kitchen to the cheerful little storefront. She looked out the door and again would have cursed if there had been an adequate word in her bad girl vocabulary. Not Sophie Ann. Luke Avery. And that was worse. A million times worse. She'd met Luke at a party right after he'd moved to Merritt from Mobile last fall. He'd bitten into one of the peanut butter-filled chocolates she'd brought and ended up on the floor with an EpiPen stuck in his thigh. Intellectually, she knew it wasn't her fault. Yet every time she saw him, she couldn't stop herself from sheepishly apologizing again, and it clearly annoyed him. Well, she wouldn't do it tonight. She unlocked the door and jerked it open with more vehemence than she knew she had. "I don't have any espresso made," she said, "and the machines are clean and ready for the morning." 7 in the morning was usually Luke's favorite time to pound on the door and make demands, though she didn't open until 9. He looked her up and down and frowned disdainfully. Luke was a no-nonsense kind of man, and she suspected he didn't appropriately appreciate her work clothes. Today, her chef's pants and matching apron were black, printed with multicolored jelly beans. The black chef's clogs were ugly, but they just made sense for anyone who had to stand on a concrete floor. What was she supposed to wear, stilettos?
"I don't want any espresso,"
he said, like he was surprised, though she couldn't fathom why. He never bought anything else. He was probably afraid there were peanuts lurking in all the candy.
"I want to talk to you for a minute."
"I have just a minute. I'm on my way to book club."
She stepped aside and allowed him to enter. Luke Avery's eyes preceded him into the room. Big heartbreak eyes the color of Windex, accented by dark circles and black lashes that Lainey couldn't have achieved with an extension job and a triple dose of mascara. Those eyes hadn't been built for sadness, but they had learned it well. His mouth looked sad too, and it was a shame. Full lips like his ought to be smiling.